You know what's funny is how timeless these productions were. I mean, I'll turn on an Old West movie and the kids are like, ah, Dad. I'm like, well, find something else. Throw in the remote and they won't touch it. They'll sit there and just watch.
Watch the whole thing. It is true. It's timeless.
And we're talking with a timeless profession today, talking agriculture. And we always have Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau, the first Saturday of every month. And she brings a local rancher or farmer that talks about whatever commodity we have listed in our annual home maintenance calendar. And the goal with that is to connect the Arizona homeowner, the consumer, those of us that enjoy a meal, breakfast. Ooh, green chili burrito sounds really good.
Oh, that does sound good.
With the commodities that are coming out of our local soil, our local farms, our local ranches. And so when you're out shopping, when you're out doing your groceries or picking up something from the store, you might remember Santa Cruz Chili Company. You might remember White Barn Hay and Cattle Company. And, this is local and you're supporting local. And, you know, that means it's fresher. It's not being trucked in from out of state or out of country. Right here in our backyard. It's a $23 billion industry in the state, and there's plenty to go around.
And plenty to eat, thanks to farmers like Jason and Candace. So what we're excited about, there's more to this family story than we can imagine, and it involves two little girls in a book. Jason, tell us that story.
Okay, well, so we have a friend that is up from around Springerville, Greer area. Her name's Wink Krigler, and so we've known Wink for about 8 years now, and we've done lots of business, but we've just become great friends. And so Wink had an idea that she said, Jason, what if we get the girls to write a book? And I'm like, huh, okay, a book about what? Well, their story growing up on the farm and the ranch and the feedlot and all this stuff. These girls just don't even know how people would love to read and hear about their experiences. And so as we talked about it and fleshed it out and all that good stuff, we recognized that most of America is not on the farm anymore or the ranch or involved in agriculture. And so we thought, yeah, sure, kids might enjoy hearing about a couple of little girls growing up on a farm. And come to find out, people of all ages have loved to hear about girls growing up on a farm. And so anyway, we basically took a year of life on the farm and the ranch and the feedlot and stuff here, and the girls would take pictures, and then they would write little captions, and that's what the book is about, is you know, the corn crop as it was planted, and the girls were helping me plant the corn, and then as it was 2 inches tall, and then 12 inches tall, and then 30 inches tall, and then before long you couldn't see Hannah, and then you couldn't see Hayden. And, anyway, it was a lot of fun.
And the book you can actually purchase on your website, the White Barn Hay and Cattle Company or cattle.com. And I have my own copy, thank you. What I love about it is the pictures just as much as anything. And I think for young people wondering what it must be like to grow up on a farm and ranch, this is a pretty special book. So, and I, again, if you go to your Facebook, because I'm using that to remind me of some of the things that this family is up to. You're up to way too much. When do you have time to sleep? But one of the little posts on White Barn Farms Facebook is all of the places, including internationally, where this book is gone. And so you guys have to give a lot of credit and thanks to who inspired the idea. And Wink, so Rosie knows Wink really well. Now, why do you know Wink so well, Rosie?
Oh, the X Diamond's one of my favorite places to stay. I mean, she's one of the few bed, breakfast, and barns that'll let you bring your own horses. So we love running up to the X Diamond.
Now, is the restaurant there, Molly Butler's, are they buying some of your beef? Is that part of the connection?
Well,
or are you still working on that one?
Actually, they're using X Diamond beef, so Wink is supplying all the Molly Butler beef that up there. And of course, if you go to the Molly Butler Lodge, you can buy the Wink Burger, and it's the best cheeseburger in the world.
So what is the Wink Burger? I mean, give us the insight on that one.
Well, basically, it's just ex-diamond beef, and okay. From her, produced from her cows, and so anyway, it's, and Wink does everything. She's huge in thriving, not just surviving. That's kind of our motto around here, and that's one reason that Wink and I, our family, has done so many things together. We actually take care of the ex-diamond cattle in the wintertime, and then we help her with a lot of with raising her calves and producing that beef. So, in a sense, it's kind of your beef,
especially if you're kind of feeding them out in the winter.
That's right. The ex-diamond beef has the White Barn love on it. So.
There you go.
And with a name like Wink, you've got to have a cow named... Help me out here.
Wink Martindale. That's the first person. He's a game show host.
What's the name of the new steer?
What's the name of the new bull?
Mr. Miyagi? The Yakagushi?
Yeah, with a name like Wink, you got to have a Magakagushi.
Magakagushi? That's right.
Regardless, it's going to be good beef. I love Molly Butler's. We always used to go up there, and the lodge is awesome. It's just, it's classic.
They've been a staycation destination for us. If you're looking for a little getaway locally, you can go to arizonastaycation.com to register. Something you can find only here at Rosie on the House, and something we do for our listeners. And when you go and you have a Wink Burger, you're eating local Arizona beef.
Yes, and I'm going to have to check and see if Wink's a member and work on her. She's
a Farm Bureau member.
Yeah, she probably is.
She's a member of Arizona. She kind of is everything, isn't she?
She is, and I wouldn't be surprised if she is a member, because at our Apache County annual meeting this year, she spoke. They had her as one of the featured guests speaking, and guess what? What she spent most of her time talking about is the girls in the book. What's the name of the book, by the way?
So it's called Farm Kids, and then the subtitle is Growing Up White Barn.
Growing Up White Barn. That is just classic. And again, thank you for my copy. And anybody that wants to get a real, a real life feel, these are, pictures taken on the farm. This is, they're not illustrations. It's the real thing. If you want that experience and you want to understand what it's like to grow up on, and I'm going to kind of say a farm and ranch for you guys, because you're doing both crops and beef. If they want that experience, they need to get the book.
Yeah, absolutely. The girls would love to sell everyone in Arizona a book. They're having so much fun getting their story out, and just like everyone, specifically in agriculture, but even broader than that, is that we all have a story to tell, and especially as fewer and fewer people are on the farms and ranches, we can connect with people, because as the girls will tell you, everyone is involved in agriculture. If you're eating, you are involved in agriculture, So it's a really, the girls have enjoyed telling their story, and we've enjoyed the whole process of sharing their story.
Give us their names and ages again.
Hayden is 10 and Hannah is 8.
And while you and Candace might have taken a little bit more convincing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
How quickly were the girls on board with this? Or did Wink go to them first? She probably convinced them, and the girls had to convince you.
Actually, she brought the idea to me. She mentioned it to me one day, and of course, like a lot of things, we had no idea what we were going to be getting into exactly. But Wink did know, because she's written a handful of books now, and the secret behind her idea was that we didn't know as well as she did, but she also had the support cast that was going to be the technical designers, and then Scott Baxter, he did some pictures for the book, and so anyway, Scott just loves the girls, and the girls love Scott. And then Barb Denny, that used to be with Arizona Highways, she's the one that did all the design and editing and stuff. And actually, Kelly Vaughn with Arizona Highways, she did the final editing. And so we had this awesome cast of helpers that made it all happen.
That is an awesome cast.
That is.
Yeah, that's a great cast.
For anyone
it was heavy hitters right from the start.
Man,
so cool.
Man, right.
I should add that Kelly Vaughn was on the show. She was the one that wrote the sandwich article for the Arizona Highways.
That's right.
Can this sandwich, look at Romy. He's got a big smirk.
So
that article changed my life.
It did.
The sandwich article. One of the other neat things about the book, when you flip through it, there's an introduction by Uncle Ed, Ed Curry, our chili farmer, going back to that tie-in with the chilies. And then Mark Killian, who's the current director for the Arizona Department of Ag here in the state of Arizona, wrote kind of a little intro or preface for it, I guess is what you might call it. But I think that whole – and thanks for the props on our photographer because and pass on a thank you to him because he's given us permission. Obviously, we're always going to give photo credit to him, but permission to kind of share some of these photos when we're talking about our family here as Farm Bureau members. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And I my conviction is that more and more farm families need to be, no, not everybody has to write a book.
Right.
It's a pretty heavy lift, but I think every one of our farm and ranch families needs to tell their stories. So Arizona Farm Bureau, our effort, we attempt to do that. The profile story we did a couple of weeks ago of you guys that we posted on our blog on azfb.org, but I had a goal, like once a week we'd get a profile. I sometimes start out too ambitious, but our farmers and ranchers have a tough time thinking anybody wants to hear their story. But as of your story, we now have, I want to say, about 142 of these profiles of our farm and ranch families here in Arizona. So if anyone wants to read those, all you have to do is go to azfb.org. Just literally plug in the search bar in the upper right, Meet Arizona Agricultures. You don't even need to put the family name in. Up will pop about those 142 profiles that we do, the latest being the Barnards. I think that was about 2 weeks ago we released that article. So we're getting the stories told, but it's just taking some time, as you can tell.
Let's repeat how all of anyone in Arizona could get their hands on some White Barn beef.
Yes.
Awesome. So White Barn Farms on Facebook or whitebarnhayandcattle.com.
And I order over the internet, and you're going to process it. When would I get it? And how would I get it?
So if you want a whole, a half, or a quarter, generally speaking, that Our processor's in Safford, in Thatcher, and so generally speaking, you would be able to pick up that beef there. But we have organized when we can organize deliveries, we can make deliveries into the Phoenix area, and we can also make deliveries into the Tucson area. And then so from the time we take a beef in, it's about 3 weeks later, and Bryce there at Carter's Custom Cuts that we use, I'll give him a plug, we're able to get beeves in pretty regular. So if you place an order with us today, we can have you some beef in less than a month. And then if you don't want a whole half or a quarter, we're also putting together family packages that you can see on the website or on White Barn Farms on Facebook, and Candace has made that really easy for people that want less than a bulk quantity.
Plenty of time to get it before Thanksgiving.